This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers, that is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 770, part 2, entitled The Masculist Debt to MGTOW, Carrying Straight On. In practice, MGTOW ideas are achieving what masculists want, that is, to exterminate the hated fluffies, whom masculists see as manslaving, divorce-raping vermin, to be exterminated, to be forced to fip up or rot on the shelf. Brackets, fip, that's F-I-P, equals. An extremely important concept for the masculist, that is, a financially independent person, who bothers to get a career-competent education at high school and college so that she, usually a she, is a fip as an adult, so does not manslave and divorce-rape a man for decades of his life. The main ideological difference between MGTOWs and masculists is that the latter are, in capital letters, political. Masculists are fighters who see MGTOWs as apolitical wimps who just passively walk away from women, who do not fight them, just avoiding them, preferring to just ignore women rather than exerting the political energy needed to force women to change their attitudes towards men and to fip up. Masculists are political animals. They're fighters. They are out to force women to be fips and to be bi-conscious, so that most of men's gender political issues can be solved, especially two of the big three, namely man's slavery and divorce rape. Masculist theorists are very conscious that the fipping of women, the creation of a fip society, will go a long way in solving many of men's gender issues. In a fip society, there'll be no more manslavery, since all women will be fips by definition. In a fip society, the divorce courts can be thoroughly reformed, basing them on the principle of financial independence of both divorcing parties. That is, the divorcing mother is assumed to be a fip, so does not need to parasite off the money and labour of her ex-husband for decades after the divorce. There are now thousands of TikToks and YouTube shorts made by young women in tears, as they complain bitterly that they can't find a man to have a decent relationship with, to have babies with. These women are reacting to the impact that MGTOW practice is having on women. When two-thirds, nearly, of young men are single and choose to not even date young women, then millions of young women will be left high and dry in the dating world, manless and hence loveless, sexless, babyless, lonely, and miserable. This is what masculists want fluffies and monoconscious feminists to suffer, that is, to be effectively exterminated for being manslaving, divorce-raping vermin, dash, hated and spat at, not even pumped and dumped, wiped off the face of the earth for abusing men so much worse than vice versa, for women's much greater gender crimes against men than vice versa. Masculists try to convert MGTOWs into becoming masculists, since a man who walks away from a woman and, at the same time, harangues her with masculist anger and hatred at her awful gender crimes against men, will have a much greater impact on that woman than merely ignoring her. If a MGTOW walks away from a monoconscious feminist who sees gender oppression as a one-way street, then that walking away is not going to change her monoconscious feminist ideas. She will continue to see men as the oppressors, and hence feel that women have the obvious right to trash men publicly for men's awful gender crimes against women. But if a masculist walks away from a monoconscious feminist, while at the same time screaming at her to become bi-conscious, that is to learn some masculinism, telling her that she is hated by masculists for her criminal monoconsciousness, that she is hated and deserves to be exterminated by masculists, bi-conscious masculists, who see her as the enemy, to be warred against, to be eliminated by being forced to rot on the shelf, then that far greater ideological hatred coming against her, coming from the masculist, than the passive walking away from her by the MGTOW, will have a far deeper traumatic effect on her than the passive strategy of the MGTOW. Women are terrified of truly angry men who express their 20 times greater testosterone levels in their blood than women, and who are on average 3 times stronger across the chest than women. In the distant past, a woman who truly angered a man could be so easily killed by him simply picking up his club and bashing her brains out. When millions of women are not only abandoned by MGTOWs, but are simultaneously harangued by masculinistic MGTOWs, that is, MGTOWs who have absorbed masculist ideas, then these abandoned women will learn that their monoconscious feminism is the main reason why they are being abandoned and ignored, why they are being so severely punished by men, masculinistic men, who don't tolerate these women's monoconsciousness, to the point that these men are prepared to exterminate them, treating them as enemies to be wiped off the face of the earth. Masculists aim to convert MGTOWs to masculism, so that when MGTOWs walk away from women, they are more likely to change the ideas of these women. This is much less likely to occur when a MGTOW simply walks away from a monoconscious feminist who will just keep her monoconsciousness because she has no motive to change her ideas. In fact, her abandonment by men, MGTOW men, will probably only increase her misandry, since she will see her loneliness and babylessness caused by men, hence her greater level of misandry, thus tightening a vicious circle. But if the man walking away from a woman is a masculist, then she will also get an earful of masculist hatred directed at her. She will be made to feel that she is a morally inferior being, hated for good reason, since she is seen by the masculist as a hypocrite and a geocider who should be hated, who deserves to be hated, and is very much hated. This expression of masculist hatred will stop her in her tracks. She will see the anger and hatred in the eyes of her former boyfriend and will fear it. She will thus be a lot more likely to become motivated to become bi-conscious by learning some masculist ideas. When millions of women, millions of monoconscious feminists have been dumped and ignored by millions of bi-conscious masculists, then we will see a far greater number of female masculists who will push masculist ideas onto women. We are seeing this already today, when there are dozens of female masculists who preach masculist ideas to women on the internet. Since women are much greater herd animals than men, (brackets) look at women's fashion. These female masculists will have a greater impact on women than will male masculists, which in turn will create a much greater number of bi-conscious feminists, who are a lot nicer for men to be with, since a bi-conscious feminist typically has her feminist anger at men, for the ways that men oppress women, cancelled, in capital letters, by the female masculist anger she has at women, for the worst ways that women oppress men. MGTOWs and masculists refuse to have relationships with women who are MFBs, that's monoconscious feminazi bigots, seeing them as misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts who are utterly repulsive to be with, so are severely punished by being forced to rot on the shelf, effectively exterminated, warred against, hated, spat at. Masculists can tell both women and MGTOWs that masculists have a very effective strategy to force monoconscious feminists to become bi-conscious. That is, to learn Samaska's ideas. And that is by targeting the monoconscious male feminist boyfriends of these monoconscious feminists, thus converting these men into biconscious maskers, who will then see the monoconsciousness of their feminist girlfriends as hypocritical and bigoted. These men will then become disgusted with their monoconscious feminist girlfriends and will dump them. Since 99.5% of women are heterosexual, even the most rabid of monoconscious feminazis is still dependent on men for her sex, thus making her vulnerable to the above masculine strategy of forcing her to become biconscious or she loses her man. Hence is left rotting on the shelf, manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, spat at, utterly rejected, both socially and sexually. Those MGTOWs who not only want to walk away from women, but who also want to change women, that is, to make them a lot nicer for men to be with, by making these women bi-conscious, then it is in these MGTOWs' self-interest to convert themselves into maskers, so they can be a lot more effective in converting the women they walk away from into becoming bi-conscious feminists, who are then a lot nicer for men to be with. Maskers not only see MGTOWs as apolitical wimps, but as lacking solidarity with other men. Maskers are political, who are fighting for the liberation of billions of men, by men fairing the gender laws, by reforming the divorce courts, by setting up GECs, that's GECs, gender equality committees, in the parliaments that consist half of female feminist politicians and half of male masculist politicians, so that the gender issues of both sexes are dealt with equally, such as legislating the PARA, that's paternity rejection right, equivalent to women's already existing MARA, maternity rejection right, and the OPTAB OPTAB, obligatory paternity testing at birth for all births, to block women's horrible gender crime of paternity fraud, in which the woman lies to her man that the kid growing in her is his when she knows it's not, thus manslaving him for 2 decades to pay for a kid that, in capital letters, is not even his, which is a blatant example of women's forced fathering, which is the third of the great gender crimes that women commit against men of the big three. Thus, you can see that maskers have mixed feelings about the MGTOWs. There are obvious ideological differences between the two movements, but it should be clear from the above that the maskers have a great debt towards the MGTOWs, since in practice it's the MGTOWs who are punishing gender criminal women a lot more today, July 2026, in practice, than are the maskers, for the simple reason that today there are far more MGTOWs, in practice, than there are maskers. But when the time comes that the number of men who are maskless greatly exceeds those who are MGTOWs, then those maskless men will have a far stronger impact on women to fib up, to grow up, to become nicer to men than will the apolitical, wimpy MGTOWs who quietly, passively, just walk away from women. In brackets, that is, fluffy women, monoconscious feminazi women, close brackets, who selfishly don't give a shit about other men, who feel no solidarity with the gender plight of other men, being the apolitical wimps that they are. But the MGTOWs today are punishing millions of women for being fluffies, for being manslaving, divorce-raping vermin, for being misandrist, male-dumping, feminazi cunts. So the maskers are grateful to MGTOWs for doing that and are indebted to them. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Click brackets. Click on the maskers tab for 770 plus maskers essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garris to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people, dash. Do we create our exterminators? Professor Hugo de Garris, dash. London Real, brackets. See the last half hour of this two-hour interview for the masculist segment, as well as Countdown to Extinction, How AI Will Exterminate Mankind, again for the last 40 minutes on masculism. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. I have over 1,000 masculist videos in 16 playlists on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name De Garris Masculist Videos. That's all one word. All 1,000 of my masculist videos, in brackets, in one long list in most recent first time order, close brackets, can also be found on X by searching the channel name De Garris Masculist Videos. That's four words. Ad-libbing now, if you follow me regularly and you keep doing that for about a year or so, you will see gradually, week by week, because I make one masculist video per week, pretty much, that the top books at the of these three piles, that those piles gradually go down as I annotate book by book, hopefully several per week. So I think I counted 130 odd books in these three piles. So it will take me months. And then I go back to teaching this stuff, this beautiful, powerful stuff. So, ciao.